بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Press release. O Muslims, how can your life be pleasant while the free women are in the prisons of the Jews, being tortured and their honors violated? Translated. The Palestinian Center for Human Rights revealed, based on new testimonies collected by the center's lawyers and researchers from a number of released detainees from the Gaza Strip, from the prisons and detention centers of the Jewish entity, a systematic and organized practice of sexual torture, including rape, stripping, forced filming, and sexual assault with tools and dogs, in addition to deliberate psychological humiliation aimed at crushing human dignity and completely erasing individual identity. The center confirms that what was stated in these testimonies does not represent isolated individual incidents, but rather falls within a systematic policy practiced in the context of the ongoing crime of genocide against the residents of the Gaza Strip, who number more than 2 million people, among them thousands of detainees held in prisons and camps close to international monitoring, including the International Committee of the Red Cross. The report documented horrifying testimonies related to cases of rape committed by the occupation forces against Palestinians, including women who were arrested from various areas of the Gaza Strip during the past 2 years. Among the cases documented in the report was the rape of a 42-year-old woman who was arrested while passing through one of the checkpoints that was set up in northern Gaza in November 2024. In her testimony of the center's team, she spoke of being subjected to multiple forms of torture and sexual violence, including being raped 4 times by Jewish soldiers, along with being repeatedly insulted with obscene language, stripped and filmed naked, electrocuted and beaten on all parts of her body. Shocking and deeply painful testimonies were narrated by the released prisoners, especially what was narrated by the female prisoner whose testimony appeared in the report. Men and women are arrested, tortured, and their honor and dignity violated for no reason except that they are from the Gaza Strip, which is being subjected to brutal genocide and collective punishment whose chapters continue until now. These testimonies reflect the brutality, criminality, baseness, and depravity of the Jewish entity and its soldiers, who used to market themselves to the world as the quote-unquote most moral army, while its soldiers and Ben-Gvir boast about what they committed and about what the prisoners and female prisoners are suffering in the prisons of the Jews, particularly the Seyed Tamim camp where the people of Gaza are held. This entity has gone too far in its crimes and brutality when it saw the betrayal, silence and even collision of the rulers of the Muslims against the people of the Blessed Land and especially the people of Gaza. These treacherous rulers, along with the criminal and hypocritical international system led by America, exerted tremendous efforts to release Jewish prisoners who were held in Gaza and even rushed to search for the bodies of those who died among them and extract them from under the rubble without batting an eyelid or uttering a single word, let alone moving to help the prisoners and female prisoners in the prisons of the Jews, and without caring to extract the thousands of martyrs still under the rubble. This criminal entity dared to commit its crimes and violate the honor of free women when it saw the Ummah and its armies silent about what it commits against their brothers and sisters in Al-Quds, the West Bank, and Gaza, abandoning them and leaving them an easy prey before it. And when it saw them silent about their treacherous criminal rulers who provide the criminal entity with the means of life, protect it, close the borders, and prevent you from supporting them. O Muslims, a single sentence from an elderly grieving woman over the capture of her son. O Mansur, all people are joyful except me, made Al-Hajib Al-Mansur turn back with his army and call upon them that none should dismount from his horse, and he marched with them to free her son and the rest of the captives from the fortress in which they were held. And the protection of Muslim women and preserving the honor made by Qutayba ibn Muslim refused ransom, ordering the killing of anyone who assaults Muslims and saying his famous words, "By Allah, a Muslim woman should never be terrified because of you." And the cry of Wa Mutassim from a Muslim woman was enough for Al-Mutassim to mobilize a massive army to free her. And the cry of the free women made Muhammad ibn Qasim shake the throne of the king of Sindh because he detained the ship of the Muslim women and took them captive. And before all of that, the uncovering of the private area of a Muslim woman, may the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expel Banu Qunayka from Medina. Has the Ummah and its armies been deprived of men, heroes protected of their deen and their free women? What is wrong with you? O Muslims, what has struck you? Have you been afflicted with weakness and inclined towards worldly life? Has protective jealousy for the deen of Allah and its sanctities disappeared from your hearts and minds? And then, O armies, how can your life be pleasant while this is the condition of your free women? Do you not consider the day when you will stand before Allah and He will take retribution from you for disobeying His command and abandoning His servants? Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.